Louis the 11th by J. M. Gardner, narrated by Stuart Walker. Louis XI, 1423-1483, King of France, the son of Charles VII and his queen Marie of Anjou, was born on the 3rd of July 1423 in Bourges, where his father, then nicknamed the King of Bourges, had taken refuge from the English. At the birth of Louis XI, part of France was in English hands. When he was 5 years old, Joan of Arc appeared. He was just 6 when his father was crowned in Reims, but his boyhood was spent apart from these stirring events in the castle of Loches, where his father visited him rarely. John Gerson, the foremost theologian of France, wrote a manual of instructions, still existing, for the first of his tutors, Jean Majoris, a canon of Reims. His second tutor, Bernard of Armagnac, was noted for his piety and humility. If, as has been claimed, Louis owed to them any of his tendency to prefer the society of the poor, or rather the bourgeois, to that of the nobility, their example was his best lesson in the craft of kingship. In June 1436, when scarcely 13, he was married to Margaret, around 1425-1445, daughter of James I of Scotland, a princess of about his own age, but sickly and romantic, and in every way his opposite. 3 years after this unhappy marriage, Louis entered upon his stormy political career. Sent by his father in 1439 to direct the defence of Languedoc against the English, and to put down the brigandage in Poitou, he was induced by the rebellious notables to betray his trust and place himself at the head of the Praguerie. Charles VII pardoned him this rebellion, due to his ambition and the seductive proposal of the nobles to make him regent. The following year, he was fighting the English, and in 1443 aided his father to suppress the revolt of the Count of Armagnac. His first important command, however, was in the next year, when he led an army of between 15,000 to 20,000 mercenaries and brigands, the product of the Hundred Years' War, against the Swiss of the Canton of Basel. The heroism of some 200 Swiss who, for a while, held thousands of the French army at bay made a great impression on the young prince. After an ineffective siege of Basel, he made peace with the Swiss Confederation and led his robber soldiers into Alsace to ravage the country of the Habsburgs, who refused him the promised winter quarters. Meanwhile, his father, making a parallel campaign in Lorraine, had assembled his first brilliant court at Nancy, and when Louis returned, it was to find the king completely under the spell of Agnès Sorel. He at first made overtures to members of her party, and upon their rejection through fear of his ambition, his deadly hatred of her and of them involved the king. The death in 1445 of his wife Margaret, who was a great favourite of Charles VII, made the rupture complete. From that year until the death of the king, father and son were enemies. Louis began his rebellious career by a futile attempt to seduce the cities of Agenais into treason, and then he prepared a plot to seize the king and his minister Pierre de Brézé. Antoine de Chabannes, who was to be the instrument of the plot, revealed it to Charles, and Louis was mildly punished by being sent off to Dauphiné in 1447. He never saw his father again. Louis set out to govern his principality as though it were an independent state. He dismissed the governor, he determined advantageously to himself the boundaries between his state and the territories of the Duke of Savoy and of the papacy, and he enforced his authority over perhaps the most unruly nobility in Western Europe.